People often supposed him out of the loop in other ways too. A boy born to privilege, called Poppy by his parents, a product of Phillips Academy and Phi Beta Kappa at Yale, who was falsely rumoured in the 1992 campaign never to have passed a quart of milk through a supermarket scanner. He was a Yankee aristocrat who could have followed his daddy onto Wall Street, but instead became a Texas oilman, the only Texan, growled Speaker Jim Wright, who ate lobster with his chili, and went on to represent the toniest bit of Houston in Congress. All this, as well as the tennis-playing summers in Kennebunkport, seemed to set him firmly apart from the average Joe, though he let it be known as president that his favourite food was pork rinds, and banned from the White House the broccoli his mother had made him eat. With the label Preppy came the tag Wimp, which infuriated him far more. He had had a brave war, enlisting at 18 and completing one mission with his aircraft on fire. Later, he did not hesitate to send 27,000 troops to dislodge Manuel Noriega from Panama, or to launch a ground war against Saddam Hussein in 1991, declaring victory and pulling out in 100 hours, which pushed his approval ratings to 89%. He was not above nasty attack ads in the 1988 campaign, excoriating Michael Dukakis for giving furlough to a black rapist. But Nixon, who hated Ivy Leaguers, seemed to think him soft. Reagan said he lacked spunk, and his talk of Big Mo and kicking ass on the campaign trail often ended in retreat. In 1990, a dust-up with Congress forced him to capitulate on his steely election pledge of no new taxes. This, as well as the brief recession of 1990 to 1991, cost him the 1992 election, though even as voters went to the polls, the figures for growth were ticking upwards, ushering in almost a decade of prosperity.